Good morning. A south breeze and increasing clouds kept our temperatures mild overnight, with most places waking up in the upper 40s and lower 50s this morning. Scattered showers have moved into northern parts of New York, particularly the Adirondacks region and parts of the Mohawk Valley, while the rest of the showers are extending back toward the Finger Lakes. A cool front slicing through western and central New York is bringing the showers to the region, and it will be heading in our direction for the latter portion of the morning drive and lasting until around lunchtime. As the front departs through New England, the scattered showers will come to an end throughout the day, and we will see decidedly cooler air flowing in. The result will be temperatures climbing into the upper 50s to around 60 on average by the early part of the afternoon. Then readings will start to fall as we get deeper into the afternoon and this evening, back down through the 50s and even in some cases into the 40s. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight tonight, and temperatures will be the coolest of the season in most places, with the mountains going back into the 20s and just about everyone else in the 30s, with areas of frost developing, especially in valley locations. As we get into the day tomorrow, we'll continue with a west-northwesterly breeze, keeping a chill in the air. This will produce a few passing rain and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. High temperatures tomorrow will remain in the 40s across the higher terrain to around 50 in the valleys. We'll continue to see that northwesterly breeze on Thursday, producing a few passing flurries and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and highs staying in the upper 40s. High pressure building in will keep it dry on Friday, although some clouds may mix with sunshine, and we'll continue with the northwesterly wind flow. And the coolest air of the season will be in place, with highs only in the lower to middle 40s. On Saturday, a wave of low pressure will make an approach. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and temperatures will top out in the upper 40s with a few late day rain and snow showers. Snow showers are possible in the mountains Saturday night and Sunday, with a few scattered sprinkles elsewhere. By the end of the weekend, highs will go back up toward 50 on Sunday and in the lower 50s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, hurricane watches and warnings are in effect for the west coast of Mexico north of Acapulco as Hurricane Raymond churns offshore. Raymond is located about 85 miles south-southwest of Zihuatanejo, Mexico, and is currently stationary. A slow and erratic motion is expected over the next day or so, and Raymond could move closer to the coast of Mexico within the hurricane warning area later today. A slow motion toward the west-southwest is expected to begin tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 115 miles per hour with higher gusts. Raymond is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and most of Raymond's hurricane force winds will remain offshore. Rainfall will be an issue, though, as Raymond is expected to produce totals of 4 to 8 inches with isolated amounts of up to 12 inches. These rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. Meanwhile, back to the lower 48 states, freeze warnings and frost advisories are out for a large part of the Missouri Valley. Temperatures tonight are expected to drop below freezing in these locations, and in many cases, it'll be the first hard freeze of the season. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Norman Wells, Northwest Territories, Canada, at 2:44 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail is at Lieta Lopes, Brazil, at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees with a west wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 43, the relative humidity 72%, south wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 at Gould, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with a few rain showers and highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 53, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month now, 1.99 inches, which is 55 hundredths below normal. And 38.31 inches for the year, which is 6.32 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high, 86, set in 1979. And the record low, 20, in 1959. Sunrise this morning is at 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:02 p.m. 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers this morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy, and turning cooler later today. Early highs in the mid-50s, then falling temperatures. Mostly clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a scattered shower possible and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of frost and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds and showers this morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy, and turning cooler later today. Early highs in the mid-50s, then temperatures fall. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with a scattered shower possible and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds and showers this morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy, and turning cooler later today with early highs in the mid-50s, then temperatures fall. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and scattered snow showers across the higher terrain near 50. Mostly cloudy, breezy and cool with a passing snow shower Thursday, upper 40s. Partly sunny, breezy and cold Friday, mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, a late-day snow shower in the upper 40s. Breezy and cold on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and scattered showers near 50. And lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.